My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge.
What a powerful ritual this morning in the mountains. One of my inner circle members invited me to go skiing in Colorado, and as we ski yesterday in the mountain, we were just seeing all this beautiful scenery, all these mountains, all this peace and this beauty that God's made, and it's impossible to deny that God exists. In the conversations that we had, we talked about how the journey is a mental game, that God wants to work through us, but our mind wants to control us. And even at the beginning, when I was going down the mountain, I was free. I was enjoying myself. And the first ride was easy. The second time we come up the mountain, then I wanted to do it my own way. Then I wanted to control. I say the moment that you try to control things, eventually you get hurt. But we got back up again. And we got back into the mountain. At this time, I asked God to guide me, to protect me. And then as I was coming down the mountain, I was able to enjoy myself because I was surrendering to the moment. See, a lot of times we're asking God for guidance, but then we turn around and we do it our way. We are asking God to give us wisdom, but then we're going to try to create our own wisdom. It's impossible for you to conquer life without surrendering to a higher power. It is impossible for you to be used by God and fulfill your purpose unless you let go of the control of the mind. You're not alone. You can't do this alone. Allow God to guide you, to fill your spirit with certainty, with wisdom, with strength. Because life is not going to be easy. Climbing up the mountain, coming down the mountain is not going to be easy. You're going to fall. You're going to get hurt. People are going to betray you. You will fail. But all it matters is you get back the fuck up and keep going again and again and again until you realize that God is guiding you every single step of the way. So my intention for you today is to see where God has been guiding you. See where you have been imposing your will against His will. See where you've been asking for wisdom and guidance, and yet you're turning around and doing it your way. It's time for you to surrender, let go, and allow God to use you to fulfill His purpose, not your purpose, His purpose in this world. Because the best is yet to come. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're a businessman, are you ready to lead? Go to findmynextlevel.com so you can sign up for the Next Level Leadership Summit, an experience that's going to help you lead with power. Go to findmynextlevel.com. That's findmynextlevel.com. I'll see you there.